We love hip hop.
Because like, even us having this conversation, I think it's like a full circle moment. It's super necessary, bro. Like, and I'm gonna keep the conversation loose, right? Do you remember first, I wasn't gonna say DMing, but first messaging me on MSN Messenger?
Yeah, I don't remember. I remember that's how we started, but I don't remember exactly what I sent. But I think I had your the news.
How did you find me on Messenger?
Because you had it on your mixtape. You had the contact on your mixtape in the back.
Oh,
that's how I got it.
Yo, bro, because you got to remember that we've advanced so far in technology now. We could just DM each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, people could actually call somebody via DM. But back then, just like to connect with people, especially on a Canadian level, it was like a different thing, bro. Like, it was like finding a needle in a haystack, bro. So that's how you found, okay.
I believe that's how I got contacted, you know?
And even back then, and for the people who don't know what MSN Messenger is, how could we compare MSN Messenger to like something that's now?
It's like WhatsApp, basically.
Yes. Yes. It's exactly like WhatsApp. Yeah. Right. So that was the WhatsApp of 2004.
Yeah. It's like WhatsApp. It's like guys were in Hollywood, right? Guys who hit you up. Like I hit you up and then you answered. You know, like right now, guys, you wouldn't even get nobody's WhatsApp. Before, WhatsApp was the go to contact.
Yeah. So, okay. So on your Messenger, right? Besides myself, who else did you have like as a list on your Messenger, like Toronto rappers?
Everybody. Yeah. Everybody.
Give me some old school names from back then.
Absolutely everybody. Richie Souls. Guys that I didn't film or anything, but I had them like Scandalous. Mm-hmm, everybody. Mm-hmm. Like basically everybody.
That's crazy.
Because I was talking to everybody. Some DJs. Like whatever you name it's probably. I was talking to those guys.
Are you still listening to... Sorry, continue.
No, keep going. Die.
Are you still listening to... Because I remember back then you were... super passionate about Canadian hip hop.
It's nothing changed.
You're still into it?
Absolutely. That's like I bleed it, you know?
So who are you fucking with now? Like
I'm fucking with...
Like over the years, you've gotten to see the scene evolve. We're talking about 2004. Our conversations was 2004.
We'll start like this. The core, like going back to the years, mm-hmm, I thought about this, right? So it's The Corpse and the Mayor Moriarty. It's who I fuck with the most of those years.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Later on, I would say, no, for sure, it's TNT's Sick Thug. You know what I'm saying? Like Turk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ran around the peas, fly around the squeeze. I'm the reason why yellow tape started around the cheese. And no, I ain't rapping the blue or the red. I'm not white, but I'm all black. I'll pop up and put two in your head. You see? Yeah. And I remember that Mayhem Moriarty, aka Anarchy.
Yeah.
I'm the prince of the ghetto. Leave no prince on the metal when I grip it and let go.
Yo,
remember that? Like that's fucking sick. Like these guys don't rap like that no more.
Yeah. So are you happy with not just the scene? Like let's separate the scene and like, cause it's grown way bigger.
Right.
There's no way to not be happy with the growth of the scene. But like the talent, are you happy with the talent now?
For sure. Like there's a guy named Stax.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He came out here.
Yeah.
Brother, his talent is nowhere worse than the talent back then.
Mm.
His bars are sick. He has like, what is that called? Double entendre?
Yeah. Oh, double time.
Right. So, bro, that's my favorite rap right now.
Okay.
Because I like I fuck with guys like that with the brim bars. But there's also like, what's that thing that forgot? But yeah, I'll come up with that thing. But Bully. I think that's the.
Oh yeah, R.I.P. Bully.
Yeah, R.I.P. is Bully. That out of all those guys that died, he's the best.
Mm.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Like, and his music is, you can listen to it forever. So Bully. Who else? Remember Skate Devious?
Yeah.
That's like you guys like that. I fuck with guys like that.
Yeah.
But I fuck with Sheffy.
Mm-hmm.
But like melodically.
Yeah, are you're into Bishop. The melodic stuff too?
Yeah, I'm into for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Monster Bishop. I upgraded, got a new bitch because since the old one had me frustrated like that. Yeah.
Listen, man, this guy right here, let's get into it. Right. This gentleman right here that I'm about to have a conversation with, like, to be honest, I'm really excited because this is bringing back nostalgia. It's bringing back a very pivotal time in our Toronto scene. 2005, the year of the gun, where like just Toronto was on fire. And there was no documentation. This is right before YouTube, 1 year right before YouTube. And there was no documentation of really what was going on out here until this gentleman put a camera up on his shoulder. Okay, because we had the big cameras back then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I remember my thing was small, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, well, like you had the camera there, but it was still, that's still a pretty big camera.
No, it's just like, no, that's the thing. It's like, that's why I got in everywhere, because nobody paid attention to my
True. Let me correct myself. One of the first handheld camera holders, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, somebody who was able to document the scene and set the whole city on fire. With no further ado, I would like to welcome the Mad Russian in the motherfucking building.
Yeah, respect. Mad Russian, aka El Ruso Loco. And I'm saying we're coming.
Yeah, man. You guys. And before I get into it, I just want to give a quick salute to the sponsors, right? Big salute to Diamond Club, okay? If you want delivery across the GTA and across Canada of some of the loudest loud, as well as edibles, pens, anything you need for your 420 needs, okay? Hit them up on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada. Or you can use the code We Love Hip Hop and get yourself a little discount. Also, I want to give a big salute to Only Loud. Also, the homies repping out of Ottawa. You know what I mean? Only Loud, our mission at Only Loud is to redefine the cannabis experience by curating the finest, most exclusive strains and collaborating with top growers nationwide. Okay. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Only Loud Canada. There's delivery across Canada as well for them. And you could also use the code We Love Hip Hop and get yourself a little discount. But yes, sir. You know, I wanted to have you over here just to chop it up over, you know, the content creation game has become, to me, equivalent and sometimes bigger than just the rap game itself.
Yeah, you're right. 100%.
You know what I mean? Like, Like, I'm here podding and... You know, I used to be a rapper at the time when you interviewed me. You know what I'm saying? So I felt it was fitting to have you come in and have this conversation here just because I feel that we've come actually full circle and people are really into content. So let's go back. Let's go back to 2004.
Right before the
filming of the DVD. Were you just here from Russia at the time?
So the thing is, I came here in 1993 with my family. Mm-hmm. It was just me and my little brother. And he's 3 years younger than me, my mom, my dad. We came out here, I was 10. I didn't want to come here.
Okay.
Because but it was like hell in Russia. But like, you know, as a kid, like I love my country. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm so deep with it. I still connect with everybody out there. I'm like, you know, I come in there and nobody can do nothing to me in my city.
Mm-hmm.
So out here, I'm in no man's land. But out there, it's different, right?
You're
so
right.
What I'm saying, not to get off topic. I went out there and then, so I lived till I was 19, from 10 to 19.
Mm-hmm.
And at 19, I decided to go back to Russia.
Okay.
So I went back. So 19 is like 2002.
Right.
I went back in 2002. And then I came back here. I lived a whole year out there. So it was rough, right? Because I came back to nothing. I had nobody out there.
Right.
Just like my parents, friends. And then I made all my own connects.
Now, let me stop you for a quick second because I know with Russia, there was like the change from the Soviet Union to everything splitting into different countries.
91, those parts, like 80, like those.
Okay.
But when I came back, it was already like just Russia.
Okay. Yeah. So.
And when I left, it just became Russia.
So when you were leaving.
Yeah, that whole mix.
It was, like, was it partially because of everything going on? Let's just get out and go.
I'll just be honest because like you have to go on a market and hustle and stuff. Mm-hmm. You have to sell and shit. My dad is like a mathematician. My mom is like an engineer. They weren't about that. Like going in the market and start selling stuff. Like it's not that thing, right?
Yeah,
so they
wanted
to leave. There was other people that like a lot of people with education left at that time, right?
Right.
Not everybody, but a lot. So it was time to go because like you weren't making nothing, right? You know what I'm saying? Like you could make money here doing that, but you weren't doing nothing there. So everybody was leaving. So we collected money from like everywhere just to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like even like I'm a quarter Albanian. So like Albanian is like is born in Russia, but like my grandfather went to like Albania to collect money out there.
Yeah.
So collecting money everywhere just to get enough to come. And we had like a distant uncle that like that's what we had to get enough points to come here. We weren't refugees or nothing, right? Mm-hmm. So we just came with like not to say it's bad, but we weren't, you know?
Yeah.
So just the point system. So we got from my uncle that's played a part because there's somebody out here like very distant, but yo, you've been saying like we lived in his house for the first 3 months.
Okay.
But I'm from Hyde Park, Combloor, originally. I lived in Lake Shumamico. I'm a Toronto guy, right? So I moved there. That was when I left.
Yeah. And Lakeshore and Mimico, that's like, I guess the beginning of Rexdale area.
No. Lakeshore Mimico, that's south side of Tobacco.
South side of Tobacco. Okay.
It's like white boy ghetto, basically.
Yeah. Before you continue, also explain that point system to me.
You have to get like enough points to come here. Like you have to have, for them to see a point of bringing you here to Canada at that time. So having your relative out here would give you points.
So, okay. So break that down. Like if you have a relative out here, is that equal to like 1 point?
Oh, I don't remember exactly one or two, but you're saying, but like you have an education, both my parents had education, you had that. And then, so the relative will be an additional and boom, you hit the scale, you come.
Wow. Interesting. Oh, yeah. Interesting. So, you come to Toronto.
Yeah.
You're over there moving around from the Etobicoke West area, right? Or Etobicoke South, I mean.
Yeah. No. So I came. So this is how it came. When I came back to Toronto in 2000. So I was out in 2002.
Right.
I almost went to the army. I volunteered to go to the army.
Interesting.
But like I met this girl, my girl. Like I when I came back, I only knew two people, like personally, not my parents' friends, like my friend from like the cottage country, because every summer Russians are in the cottage, right? Mm-hmm, it's not expensive like here, right? So out there, I spent like all my summers from there.
Yeah.
So I was with him and one girl I used to like from grade three, right? And I connected with her too. You know, that girl looked like Pamela Anderson when I came back. Nice. We wrote a few emails here and there. Not emails, like letters.
Yeah, yeah.
And I seen it. So I got with her. Took me a while. Like she wasn't like, not, it wasn't easy,
she wasn't
right?
easy. Yeah.
No, she wasn't easy. But so I got with her and I got with it. And I'm not really a guy, you know, that gets girls easy or nothing like that, right? So that one of the reasons why I went back to Russia, I'm like, yo, brother, I he's, you know, I'm saying something's not working with these girls out here. That was one of the reasons why I went back. There was a lot of reasons I wasn't working out, but that was to the point where it's like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, let me try what I've
That was the final straw, basically.
Yeah, there was a lot of things, but I'm saying like, I wasn't like, I had not that many. I'm gonna keep it honest, right? Because it's gonna be better if you keep it honest.
No, for sure.
Yeah, I didn't have that much luck with girls in school and stuff like that. So, you know what I'm saying? So, like, in Russia, when I see every time I linked up at like little parties, it went out better with the Russian girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I was like, I started watching like the movies and stuff like that. And then like the Russian, so at first I came in, it was like the Canadian crowd, like, hey boy, oh, you're going to have a great game last night. Oh, that's a keeper, brat. Like those kind of guys, right? Like, so I didn't fit in with those at all.
Yeah.
When I moved to Saga, East End Saga. So it's like right on the bridge.
Yeah.
I went to Glenforce Secondary School. I ran into like Jamaicans, like that kind of crowd. And I kind of linked with that crowd. I don't know why. You know what I'm saying? And I started, and it was like, what I get to get respect? Because I was always worried about like, how do I get respect? Like I always wanted to be respected. You know, I never wanted to be like, play the part where I'm just sitting there like a nerd. My dad tried to try to get me that. Mm-hmm. But for me, number one thing was like, respect.
Getting
That's
respect.
What I was always looking for. Yeah. Like respect was number one to me.
Yeah.
So then I linked up with the guys in Jamaican stuff like that. I'm the least coolest guy. I'm the white boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then I started freestyling, rapping and stuff like that. Mm. And then that's how I got into that shit. Like how to get respect. And then, I fell in love with that shit because it was like nonsensical talk, right?
Yeah.
You could say anything. You could speak your mind and then you didn't have to be like politically correct or nothing like that.
Yeah.
So for
me,
that's what I love. So that's why I connected with it. And that was love for a long life for my whole life. You know, that's love for my whole life.
Yeah.
So I feel it, you know, I've connected with that. And ever since then, it's been like that. So that's since I was 16.
So that's when you started getting more introduced to hip hop?
I got introduced to hip hop. I started freestyling when I was like 17.
So those times, right?
Yeah.
And I would estimate that's probably like, you're saying like 2003 around that time, right?
No, that's like 98.
Oh, okay. That's
and
earlier.
I went back to Russia in 2002.
Okay. So 98. There's not really Canadian hip hop that's popping at that point. You're more listening to probably American shit.
Yeah, I listened to, I heard of Eminem too, but I was like, I remember Necro. You ever heard Necro?
Yeah.
I love Necro. But like I was listening to a Big Pun. I came up with Big Pun. That's my rapper, like Big Pun.
Yeah, yeah.
The East End. Like I don't listen to I was about the East.
Yeah.
Like Big Pun.
That East Coast shit.
That Terror Squad. So Leatherface. Remember that?
Yeah. So
I was
into
that.
When did the Canadian hip hop start coming into play?
I started hearing about it. Like I was watching Chuck Lair and all that stuff. But it didn't really hit me, right? Mm. But when they started saying like, yo, you heard that track that lists all your neighborhoods in the city, your brother, you heard that? I'm like, yo, is it Kipling to Kennedy? He's like, no, not that one. Yo, it was the next thing. Mm. I'm like, which one? They're like, oh, this one. And that's Black Eye, where I'm from.
Oh, yeah.
It's 99, I think, right?
Yeah, I think
that's a banger.
Don't kill me in the audience. I don't remember exactly the year.
They can't say shit.
But yeah. it was somewhere in the late 90s. So you started hearing the hood shit. What attracted you to the more hood raps?
Yeah, the hood rap is like, we had like basketball tournaments. Mm-hmm. And shit like that. And then guys from Rex would come in there too. Like, yeah. Right? So that's how I got introduced to my boy Crooks. Mm. He's from Orpington, right? So I started freestyling with him too. And then we connected with freestyle. There wasn't that many people freestyling, right? So yeah. Like, I was actually a sick freestyler. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? I might not look at it, but I was like, my mind thinks fast, right? So I come up with rhymes fast. Mm-hmm. So that's all I really needed. So we connected with him over the rap shit, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And then I started hearing his stories and stuff. I brought him to a few parties and stuff. Like, good thing that, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. just say I brought him to a few parties. And then we were like, because I went to TLK too. Like, I had to leave Glen Forest. Mm-hmm. And I went to TLK after. And then...
That's another school out
that's
here.
That's another school, yeah.
Right,
that's
right.
And then, so from then on, I was connected to it. And then that's where I learned about all the hood shit. Like, all the stories and stuff like that from him.
Yeah.
So we were, and then, but I didn't really, that's after. Mm-hmm. So what happened really, what changed my life too, is like Russians coming into my school and I've been there for like 4 years, for example. And these guys I knew, and they're trying to pressure you like, brother, you're not, you know what I'm saying? You're not Russian like us. I'm not trying to diss the guys. You know what I'm saying? We have no problems because we can meet in the street, be cool. They know, but
the Russian like guy said, you're not like us.
You're not like us. You're not like us. Sorry, you're not like us. Cause you're chilling. Yeah. Cause I was chilling one table with the Russians, but before they came, I was chilling with like the table, like Jamaicans, everything like
that. Yeah,
so I'm
like
influenced by that. But their guys like in leather jackets walking around and shit like that. Like that, like the Russians from the, you know what I'm saying? Like the hood shit by Russian shit.
Yeah.
So it was different. So then I'm like, yo, well, like these guys are telling me I'm not Russian. So that really, like, I'm like a guy, if you tell me something like that, like I take it very serious. And I start my blood boils from like, what? Like I get really worked up if like guys doubting me, right? Like or telling me I'm something that I feel I am and that I'm not. So then I was like, so that kind of flipped the switch. And then that kind of might have motivated and for sure motivated for me. Like I couldn't pronounce the letter R.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked my grandma, yo, better correct me every time. So I corrected in like 3 months. Even though I was 18, I had like speech thing. Mm-hmm. I corrected. So I was crazy about it. So that's why I went to Russia too. Because like, these guys are fucking with me, brother. You think I can't do this shit? Watch me, right? So like, I'm one of those guys, right?
Yeah,
and still,
yeah.
Like I'm old now, but I'm still like, you want to fuck with, like, I'm
if
sure.
You're challenged, like, you meet the challenge.
Me. Yeah, like I'll meet the challenge for sure.
Yeah.
So I'm like, really, I'm like that. You know what I'm saying? So, but at the same time, like we were all like kids, so there's no problems with us.
Yeah.
We're all going to see each other many times.
So now take me to 2004, right before. Because it took you about a year to make the DVD, right?
No. I would say half a year. I started... Sorry, but...
Mm-hmm.
I started in 05 at the beginning. And then I finished like... I don't want to mention month because these guys are going to try... I don't want nobody. You know what I'm saying? That's why I never said exactly when I filmed it. But I started in 05 and finished in 05. So put it out in November, October, right? We did it fast.
I never realized that, dog.
No,
because the amount of hoods that you went to, it looks like it would have took like a year to film all that.
We'll do this shit, man. Like I'm saying.
So, okay.
We'll do this shit again too. Don't worry, man.
let's break it down. Did you already see the Smack DVDs and stuff like that?
Yeah, for sure. Smack, but the rap shit DVDs my influence too.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah,
this whole time I'm thinking
they dropped all four.
I always thought it was Real Toronto first and
rap shit
DVD.
First. No. I ran into those guys in Rock the House.
Yeah.
They were delivering their DVDs, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I talked to one of the guys. We were just talking. But you know what I'm saying? Like you might
salute to the future and money. Yeah.
So, I was sitting with my boy, Kirks, right? He's from Orpington. He's like, yo, I know this. And he's calling like Alien Payback by their street names, right? Not by the, that's not the, you know what I'm saying? That's not their street name. That's not their
He's
name.
He's calling them by their Gavis.
Yeah, they had like, the, not the Gavis, but like they have other street names.
Oh.
I'm going to drop it, right? But you guys know.
Okay.
So, well, yeah. So he's like, yeah, yeah. And then, and he's saying, I know this guy, grew up with these guys, right? And then from then on, we were watching shit like him saying, I wouldn't be on the DVD like that. But yo, these guys came hard. And to me, to this day, that's one of my favorite videos.
Yeah.
Need more.
So.
Yeah, that was.
You say, okay, I'm going to make one myself. Fuck it. I'm going to do it. Or like what inspired you to say, you know what? I ain't going to make my own.
No, Hood inspired me. No. But remember like this, I got to explain like my love for this shit. Like when I went back to Russia, there's no internet like in houses and stuff. Or there, if there is, it's not available to me. I didn't have a phone or a cell phone.
Right.
So we were fighting. I had to wait. Like I was living in a dorm for people.
Mm-hmm.
So like I was living in a family dorm. So there was like a guy beating his wife and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we were all cool. We were all drinking shots. It's like I was living with guys that are just like, they don't have money. They're living in like hostels or whatever.
Yeah.
So, but there's like students into, but students of like, you finish grade 9 and then you go to like become a carpenter, like that shit.
Okay.
So that's like when, like in Russia, that's, you know, those guys might, you know, they might be going to school. They might be robbing you too at the same time. Like, it's like the hood shit. Like, you know, like factory working.
Just poverty shit.
Yeah, poverty shit. Yeah. So I was around that the first year. So I came back like without fear. Because like I've already seen a lot. If I would have lived here, I would never make that step to go out and film stuff like this. Because it's a huge jump from you doing this and then going to drift. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But from what I did in Russia, I was out there. You know what I'm saying? It was a good bridge to do it, right? So what was the question?
No, because even when you mentioned that, right? Yeah. When going back to Russia and seeing that kind of poverty and seeing grimy shit like that, that probably made it worse. Right? Shit like that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Shit like that probably made it where it's like you go to some of these hoods and it's not as scary as what we're seeing on camera. Or what the audience is seeing on camera.
No, but see, like dangers out there are one type of danger. And here, it's like, you can't downplay what's going on out here just because it's out there. Out there, like, might get bottled. You know what I'm saying? You might, but out here, you'll get shot.
You get shot, yeah.
Yeah, you'll get shot, right? Like, so there's a difference. I mean, out there is like everything. Like, you come out the bus, you could get, like, guys can rob you just, or like, guys can just beat the shit out of you because they're having a bad day. It's normal, right?
Mm.
Back then, it's better now.
Yeah.
But, like, the hood shit is different. So, because when I brought it back to Russia, like, guys respect me for that shit, right? So, when I brought that, like, I'm respected in my city with my people. The whole city doesn't know me.
Right.
But my people respect me more because of that.
Because of the DVD.
Because of the when like the guys are showing burners, I'm going like, yo, come closer. Like that, right? So,
yeah.
So guys notice all that stuff, right? Because, so yeah. So it made it easier to film it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't downplay, like you could say, oh, it's a third world. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then this. No, it's like. It's
still grimy.
Grimy shit is grimy shit.
Yeah. So.
Now. Toronto, grimy shit is grimy shit. The guys got to understand that.
You go back to Russia.
Oh.
You come back and now you have the inspiration to say, you know, after watching all the different DVDs and everything, okay, let me start making my own. Yeah. Was I the first person you contacted?
Yeah, so I went to that, what was that battle? That was Peep Show was there, Scandalous was there. It was, you were there too or no?
No, but I think it was for Puma or something like that.
Something like that. And it was sick. And I used to go with my boy Curly. And like, I went to Saga. I lived in Saga for a little bit. When I came back, I was in Saga for like a few months. And then my mom's like, are you going to get a job or not?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, nah. Because I wasn't even working. I was living in my mom's spot, like drinking beers. You know, I came back from Russia and that same thing, right?
Yeah.
So, beers, but going around freestyling and going to like events and shop. I was worried about nothing. My mom's like, yo, you're going to work or you bring money to this house or you live in your own spot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, so I was like, I could not live with my mom. So I was like, no, I'm out of here. So that's how I moved to Lakeshore Mimico. Because that one girl I met, I remember like, I don't remember how I found out about Lakeshore Mimico, but there was like, it was like near the water and water calms you down. Like I get like, when I get annoyed, I come to the water and it calms me down.
Yeah.
And there's like a Russian store there. is sick. Lakeshore Mimico is not the same now. There's like birds and beans. There's like a woman walking with two frappuccinos. It's not the fucking same Lakeshore Mimico. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not the same. It used to be crazy. Like, we would sit there like near the bushes. And then there's a prostitute. Yo, that was a block for prostitutes. Prostitutes cutting behind like, oh shit. And the cops, they were used to like taking you for drinking with dash from the cops all the time. Yeah, it's not like people don't take you.
Well,
they
used to try to
give
now,
you $100 and something for the thing.
Yeah.
Mimico is fucking, you've been to my spot, no?
Not to your spot particularly, but I've been to Mimico. Yeah, yeah. But I've been to the area multiple times. So now, I wasn't the first one you contacted.
I think you might have been, you know what I'm saying? If you're the first guy on the footage.
Well, no, because I'm the first person on the footage, but was it filmed in chronological order?
Yeah,
like, was I the first person you filmed?
100%.
Because I remember you used to contact me and you used to be like, yo, I went to this hood. I just got some footage over here. I got some footage over here. And in my mind, I was like, okay, cool.
So, and then you did your thing?
No. You filmed me first.
Yeah. So
and then you would give me updates.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. But I didn't know back then if I was the first person.
No,
to
you're
film.
The first one. No, you're the first. Dog, you're
That's
the first.
Crazy.
Don't worry. You're the first.
Wow. Yo, okay. Sidetrack. Yeah. I got to tell you something quick, fast for that video. You know, even though it's caused a lot of some people negative attention and, you know, it was infamous in the city, right? That helped me out a lot during my journeys when I was going through my prison journey and stuff. You know how many people came up to me while I was on different ranges and were like, Ali, you're the guy from the Real Toronto DVD. And that actually was like a stripe automatically.
That's fucking sick though.
Like, you got to understand, I went through different prisons where there was a lot of fighting going on and nobody ever tried to test me, dog. And I feel like a big part of it is because they're like, yo, one of the first things they would notice is, yo, you're the guy from the DVD. Alive, fam. What are you doing here, fam? Parkdale. Or they mess it up. They say some other Dale. Like, they'll say Teasdale sometimes. But I'll be like, no, Parkdale. But it really helped me out. So I just got to tell you that now that I got
respect,
you here in
brother,
person,
respect.
Bro.
Brother, you know how much, like, if I translate this shit to, like, the Russians or the Dominicans, you know what I'm saying? Like, that I'm connected with or will be connected with eventually. They're going to be, how much that going to get me, like, respect that's gonna get me, you know what I'm saying? A guy like you saying that,
bro.
So I mean, it's like, I mean, it worked for you, but imagine a guy like you saying all this, like, real, without, like, you know, we're not doing promotion shit, we're like real shit, right?
Yeah.
for a guy saying that is, you know what I'm saying, for somebody to actually say something from the heart like that is important.
No, bro, it at first, when I first was on it, it was like, wow, this is a problem, because I got pulled over a few times, and not because of the DVD, just pulled over for other reasons. And then when the cop would come up to me, and this happened like 2 or 3 times, like around that time, they'd be like, you look familiar. And I knew it wasn't because of my rap shit, because my rap shit wasn't taken off like that. They'd be like, you look familiar. I think I've seen you somewhere. And I'm like,
you move smart, brother.
I don't know.
You move smart. Even when I met you, you move smart, man.
Right? Yeah. But it was because people seen that DVD and they were like, holy shit. Like, all over the place, people were stopping me like, yo, hey, I had to do a school project because of this. I had to do, like,
yeah,
not that it spread. It was viral before viral. Right? So, okay.
So that's why the streets, what happens in the streets is different from what happens in the internet.
Yeah.
Because, like, I came, so for example, Amworks brought me back into this shit because I thought, like, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't trying to this. I lived. So these guys are saying, like, try to hide and stuff like that. I mean, I wasn't actively going to concerts, you know what I'm saying? Or rap battles and stuff like that back when this thing happened. Because what did Chris Muscle say, bro? Like, my number one rule is when I leave the couch, I don't want people to hate me, right?
Yeah.
And basically, I felt that all those hoods hate me now. You know what I'm saying? And that, I got to tell you honestly, for 19 years, that hurt my heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm not that type of person that would just, remember, like, the consequences from all this stuff, we didn't know all that, like, guys, you know what I'm saying? Like, this was the first wave of doing the videos, right?
Yeah.
We don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Did you get to watch the CP24 report when Bill Blair was there?
Yes, I remember it clearly.
Like, he's sitting like, and then it's like, brother, he's like, you know, Inspector Gadget and shit. It's like his hand was like this. And then the lights go on, and then, and then from the back, all you see is like him sitting in the armchair, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, then the lights go on. I remember that because I didn't have time to record it, but I recorded the global news. Mm-hmm. But the lights go, and that guy that filmed the whole thing, like whatever that Mark, he died from cancer. I know mm-hmm. that for sure. That he's not around no more. That guy. But the thing is, like that when the lights go on, and then he lights up. I'm yo, these guys are trying to fucking kill me and shit.
Are you talking about that scene where they're like they're showing us? There's a video shot from the back of. Of Bill Blair, of his head watching the real Toronto DVD on a big screen in his office. And I remember watching that distinctly also saying,
yo, you got a good memory still.
What the hell is... That's when I was like, oh, Houston, we may have a problem here.
I was like, these guys are fucking trying to kill me. Because they emailed, because remember I had that thing. Before any contact thing, I was trying to film a part two. They contacted me at the Real Toronto DVD at hotmail.com. Right now, I'm the Real Toronto DVD at gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? They contacted me there. And they're like, would you be willing to come in? So brother, so think about this. No. I swear to God, think about this.
Big Spooky Diamond Club with delivery all across the GTA as well as all across Canada. They got some of the best loud that you can get as well as edibles, pens, tinctures, and anything that you want for your 420 needs. Make sure to hit them up on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada. And you can also find them on the 7 Days of Weed website. Once again, their Instagram page is DiamondClub_Canada. And you could use the code WeLoveHipHop if you want a discount. Big salute to the sponsors. Cheer!
It's going to be... It's me, and they try to have me sitting next to the guy. Yo, that's an instant kill.
Yeah.
Why? So those guys are grimy. Like those guys, yo, there were 6 CP24. Mm. They filmed everything. Everybody was watching CP24. It's not like what it is now.
Yeah.
Oh, news is blocking your thing. You cannot watch this. Whatever is happening, right? You can't watch.
Also, just at the time, there was no Instagram. So anybody wants the news, you had to go to TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at the time, okay, let's separate that and let's go back to like the making of it.
Boss,
okay.
Whatever.
Okay. Because I want to make sure to get this like a thorough breakdown, right? You film me. Yeah. And then after the scene, I remember afterwards was Khalifa and them over there in Scarborough.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I had to call like the studio for one of those guys, Dungenetic Studios. They used to record it. I had to call either for Khalifa or Peep Show. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But I think for Khalifa. You can, like that guy was low key always. And Peep Show. Those guys recorded the same studio.
Okay.
But Khalifa. He's like one of the history guys. He's in the history because he was on the Citizen Kane. So all of this brown rapper thing, like all this like rapping in like native dialects and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This now, right? Before brown guys were just good brown guys.
Yeah.
That's the difference now, right? You know what I'm saying? Like brown guys before were just guys from the hood that were brown.
Yeah.
And Khalifa was the first guy that was like the hood brown guy.
Yeah.
And then Camo was the next guy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you go there.
Yeah.
How did you get in contact with them to go there? And I remember also C4 was there.
Yeah.
C4 was in that scene. Like,
I don't remember how, like, see, my boy's like my boy was Young Grove.
Mm.
So, but I don't remember how, but I think I put it exactly in the same,
in the sequence. Yeah.
In the sequence, but I already knew C4 because he was always he was on Project Bounce.
Mm.
C4 is the nastiest rapper from that era.
Facts.
Right?
Facts.
Nasty. And then after it's Turk. Because Turk is a little bit later.
Yeah.
C4 is 04 or 05.
Yeah.
Turk is 07, 08.
Yeah, yeah. Right after kind of when Project Bounce
is
going
Turk,
out.
I'm saying Turk is the nastiest rapper ever. You know what I'm saying? Like I met Turk. One of the guys, you know, like I'm like, I'm going to make a comeback to this shit. So I seen Turk's manager in Dufferin Mall way back, 18 or something.
Mm-hmm.
I was with my wife, my kid, my baby's in the stroller. Psycho, right? His manager. He's just standing with his kid. His kid is older. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like they're buying kicks. I don't know what we're buying there, but we're probably kicks too, right? Like,
yeah.
So I come up to him like, brother, you know what I'm saying? Like, you believe, like, I'm in Russian. I'm saying, like, do we leave all this fucking internet talk? And he's like, nah, that's all bullshit.
Mm.
So, okay, I'm like, yo, I just want to talk to Turk too. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you see him, say, what's up? I'm saying, well, what is they doing right now? Tyke's locked up and Turk is moving out from this. He's moving out from this lifestyle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I met Turk later. I'm like, yo, Turk, what up, brother? And he's like, yo, what's up, brother? And he's like, showed respect, you know, like, and he like, cause I respect Turk. So my hand was even kind of a little bit shaky when I took the photo, right? So like, so when I have a photo, but it's my hand is like, cause I respect Turk, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, Turk is my favorite rapper, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to be honest. So I took, and he's like, yo, brother, I don't believe none of that fucking shit. So I'm like, yo, if these motherfuckers don't believe these real guys, then what the fuck do I care about? These internet bullshit.
And for the people who, like, might not know the context, and we'll get to it later on. There was a lot of stuff that was like rumors and bullshit that came out after the DVD went viral. But okay, let's go back to like some of these, the more infamous scenes. Like, everybody remembers the Teasdale scene where, like, if I'm not mistaken, that's the one where they went in the hallway and they were like, this is where the rat lives. He doesn't take out his garbage, right? Tell me what's going through your mind when you're filming this.
Nothing is going in my mind. I'm just concentrating. No, nothing. Absolutely nothing. I'm just concentrating what he's. I'm just trying to film. I'm not even trying to film the thing, but the angles were sick still.
No, you got great footage.
Yeah, but I'm nothing.
You're not like, what the fuck?
Remember with those guys after the whole thing was done, like, bam, we're just drinking beers right there. Like nobody came for shots at back then.
So, okay. So wait a minute. So after you're finished going, you know, filming certain hood, you're just chilling there after.
Yeah, just drinking beers and stuff like that.
Yo, fam, this has to be 20-something year old brain that you're using, because these are not the types of decisions that somebody makes when they get into their later 30s, early 40s and shit.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, no, I said that, but like the guys in my thing are young guys, but I'm also young too, right?
Yes!
I was 22, right? So
that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a 22-year-old decision. Like, I'm going to go to a place, film these guys who are flashing guns, showing all kind of wild crime shit, and then we're just going to hang out and drink some beers after.
Yeah, bro. I came. I remember back then it wasn't money thing. I came like with 4 Heinekens, and people were like, if I offered it, it would have been cool.
Yeah,
it was different back then.
Yeah,
like, I came in, film these DVDs. No, film this footage without like followers, or I'm gonna get you that. You can get this. Nothing. No, nothing. You know what I'm saying?
There was like, no incentive.
There's no incentive, but it was like, but it's the energy. You know what I'm saying? The energy. Fuck manager. They must have. Otherwise, I wouldn't do this shit, right?
Yeah,
but there was like, okay, we'll get to it. Like how the whole, like why everything was like, you know what I'm saying?
Not yet.
Yeah.
I want to know about some of the more places, times that you were maybe. Were you ever worried in any of the scenes? Like, there was a scene in the beginning where an AK goes off, bro.
No. That's not my thing. That's the next guy. But bro, like, give me, like, you can use anything here.
Mm.
But I only use that. That's not my thing. No. But I had stuff, bro. I cut a lot of stuff.
Yes, there was scenes.
Right? Yeah.
There was a scene. It was rumored. I don't know for sure, and I'm glad I have you here.
Yeah.
They said that the whole Regent Park stuff was like cut out.
No. I never went to Regent. I had no. I wasn't able to go to Regent. I talked to. There was a guy, Marcus. I saw their spot, and so it was like divided. I'm not even gonna call the sets and stuff like that. It was divided, but it was in Lakeshore and like 8th Street. He died like a natural death. Rest in peace to the guy. He's a great guy. Like, I saw it, and then that side, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could have gone from that side, from like Turk and all those guys. I didn't know those guys, and that guy would not fuck with me back then.
Yeah.
Like, it's those guys, like, bro, like, those guys were like, region was a no-go zone.
Yeah.
So the only guy that really filmed footage back with there, like, who were those? Trench, those rappers there, like,
yeah,
I don't know. Rapsheet, I don't know if Rapsheet went in there.
I don't think Rapsheet went in there either.
Ambush, one of those guys did go in there, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, so that's, guys went in there, but guys that have fam there, whatever,
yeah.
So, no, for me, there was nobody that would, and they don't like cams out there.
Mm-hmm.
Region never liked cams,
yeah, no,
and
but
Rex never liked cams either. But
so, you didn't have a Regent scene that clears that up, because that was a rumor.
No, never.
That
never.
Was a rumor going around at the time. I don't think ever was cleared up that people thought that you had like a bunch of crazy footage from Regent.
No.
And it was just too crazy to ever put out. Like,
no real. No.
It's a wild rumor, no?
Yeah, it's crazy still. But like that's nothing close to the truth. And no. But I'm going to say exactly what happened and what didn't.
Right. So then. Now, one of the more wilder parts is that hallway scene.
Jet Black.
Yo, this is such and such, and this is her baby sister, and they're fucking the guts.
Yeah, but these guys, went past that. Yeah, yeah.
But, so okay, you're in this tight ass hallway.
Yeah.
Bunch of young guys, probably like 4 or 5 guns in the scene.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that you weren't a little concerned.
I swear to God, my brother, I wasn't concerned for a second. What? I swear to God, my brother, I'm worried. Like, I'm out here with it. But remember, I came out there. The guys are like, yo, bro, there's women shooting out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, a parking lot was shut up. There's like the house was the cars were shut up. Every bullet. So if something happens, we're going to open the door so you just get in. These guys aren't watching me. You know what I'm saying? Like, these guys were like, you know what I'm saying? Like, T4, Jet Black. You know what I'm saying? Grove.
Salute to young Grove.
Grove's my boy. You know what I'm saying?
I just seen him the other day.
Yeah. I just connected with him too. Still.
Salute.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. I don't know none of those guys. Like, BFR. I don't know none of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to the music and stuff like that. But Grove's like, I got love for him in my heart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a real guy. Because, yo, he took a lot of heat. If you could, you know what I'm saying? That whole region thing, you brought me everywhere. You know what I'm saying? You guys don't know. He moves like, he's kind of humble and stuff like that.
No, he's a good guy.
Just to be able to go to a lot of spots with Grove.
Yeah. So that
Grove's,
scene.
Grove's a G.
No fear.
No, Russian, absolutely.
Fear in his heart. This is some facts right now that I'm learning from you, bro. Like, no. Because when you think back, and I'm going to show like visual aids.
I'll tell you when I had this. Fear, but nothing in the footage I had fear ever.
Okay, so.
But there was fear when I did have fear in other spots.
One, two was
that's
out.
Off. No, out. Yeah, that was crazy. But before that, for example, my boy dropped me off. Okay, for example, Grove, because it's not a problem. Grove drove me.
Mm-hmm. You're good.
Grove dropped me off at Lane
mm-hmm.
and left. It's like, yo, these guys are going to arrive soon. And then, yo, Lane is serious. Though. Yeah, like, yeah. So there were like guys like playing domino. And who the fuck is this, right? So not one guy came up to what's up. No. And all of them are looking at me. And they all look at me. So for 30 minutes, I'm just standing there.
Crazy.
For 30 minutes, look at me like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? So later, the Silent Assassins came through and mm-hmm, stuff like mm-hmm. that. Recipes KD, right?
Rest
KD.
In peace.
He's sick. Yo, remember the bars he spit?
I want to cut them right into the video.
Yeah, I'm surprised, yeah.
And one last.
Run in the cold fridge.
One
give me
last.
That, get the mini Mac to your nose, bitch.
Bars. One of the last ones I want to know about also. You went into in the East End. Okay. There was a scene there with Salute to Tona. Okay. And there was a lot of guys in that scene. That was wild scene. No. Wasn't as crazy as some of the other ones.
There's a lot of guys.
But I did see a few. I did see a few.
What do you want to know about Tona?
Nothing about Tona. Let's keep Tona out of it.
No, just say that. Tona's just a rapper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was.
No. Tona is just a rapper.
Yeah. And
that's all I'm
going to
say.
He was even saying that in the video, right? Even myself.
Dog, let me say it. No. Right there. Tona, I gave him the whole time to talk about his stuff.
Mm.
The whole footage for him to talk about this thing. To talk about how he's climbing from the treehouse. From the window to the tree to talk to his cousin and stuff.
Yeah. Like that.
And the whole time. We walked up to the spot. I didn't say anything because he did a good job presenting himself.
Mm-hmm.
We did the whole thing. We walked through the thing. There's like 110, 260, whatever, right? You know what I'm saying? Like dark side, right? Whatever.
Yeah.
When we walk in there, I don't know who's going to come up in the footage. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I don't know who's going to come up. So he gave me the most problems out of everybody. Even though his footage, if you look at it, I kept it like, you know, when you cut something, when I say something, you bring it back.
Yeah.
It sounds like the guy looks stupid. This footage was exactly presented the way it is. And that scene that came from the hood and stuff like that, it's in there. So by... He really went out of his way to really, you know what I'm saying, to talk about me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to salute the guy. But yo, he made it hard. You know, there was guys that came out with the hoods and the consequences were deadly. And they still send me, what's up, my brother? Everything's cool. It's all love. You know what I'm saying? And you didn't, you know what I'm saying? You tried to make it hard for me, even though your scene was super clean and stuff.
Yeah, it wasn't as wild as other scenes.
I'll keep it like that. You know what I'm saying? I have to say it. I kept it very humble, but I really have to say because it was my blood was boiling for many years. I don't know how many, that might have taken days out of my life. You know what I'm saying? So I have to keep it honest.
No, for sure, bro. This is what we're here for, man.
Yeah, exciting.
So it drops. Like we mentioned already, there's the video or there's the scene on CP24 with Big Head friggin' Bill Blair watching the video.
Yeah.
It's starting to get viral before viral was even a word to be used on, you know what I'm saying? It's getting put out to teachers in different places.
Yeah. Ryerson, my boy went to Ryerson. They were starting that too. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, teachers were buying it from stores and stuff like that.
Yeah, cops were buying it from stores too. Like, I know that too. Like,
before we get to this,
I know that guys like a rapper that I know. He said, "I seen. You know, what I'm saying 20 copies were bought by cops, brother. It's out there. You know, what I'm saying everybody's gonna buy it. You know, what I'm saying. But you understand how much shit I removed from it. You understand that I almost showed everybody the final footage and stuff like that. You said these guys, like, you understand that everybody knew where I was at. He's like, you guys knew I was at my crib. Everybody had my phone number, bro. Like, a lot of guys had my. I'm not one of those fucking guys that came through and disappeared.
Yeah.
I was like, Christmas, what?
No, but it was
my number one rule. I don't want to leave people hating, right? You know what I'm saying? Like,
so that's out there. It's moving around. Now, the backlash.
Yeah, it was crazy. Insane.
What did that start looking like?
Changed my whole life.
Were you getting phone calls like, yo?
I got 100, like, not 100, but you know what I'm saying? Like, boom.
Multiple calls.
Boom, boom, boom.
And listen, you're filming footage. You're just doing like a smack, like any other DVD is done.
No.
But did people try to call you a rat?
So I got hit me out from the streets and stuff like that, right? He's like, bro, you came in. Man tried to say you... Bro, and I'm gonna keep it because, bro, guys can come from me, see my face, and know where I'm at, right? But I'm just going off like honest intentions.
Mm-hmm.
So my face is out here. You know what I'm saying? Why the fuck would I hide my face if I, you know what I'm saying? I have honest intentions. You know what I'm saying? I have nothing to hide. I'll tell you the things that the guys are saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, guys, because I can't really bring up who it was and stuff.
No, don't mention no names.
I have to like think in my mind how to mention it without mentioning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You came through with a guy. We got raided. Guys got deported. Jeez. Guys got. You know what I'm saying? The mom's cribs kicked in and shit like that. Saying I'm just a camera guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Next thing, you came in. You said everything will be good. Nothing was good. You know what I'm saying? Okay. That's one strike again. You came in. Say, not me, but the man, the homie, came in and saying it was part of a music video. But I never filmed music videos in my life. I don't have that same kind of camera to film the music video.
That's what their guy said to them.
Yeah, no, that's what the guy wrote to me. He's just the guy from the sheet. And you said, you'll blur my face out and you didn't. But the thing is, I didn't even know how to blur at that time. And I only blurred guys. I blurred one guy with a, like, you know what I'm saying, that had a burn. Like, yes, a little walk around thing. Right? That guy. So anybody that wasn't with a burn, I didn't blur it. Like, nobody did. You know what I'm saying? I just watched the Hood to Hood. They didn't blur. Nobody. I don't have examples of how to blur or not blur.
It was new shit, bro.
New shit, right?
Okay.
So to the home, it's like, I mean, there could be a lot of those guys, you know what I'm saying? They can come and stuff like that I'm willing to talk to everybody. But if guys are going to make a move, brother, it's a small city. It's nothing's guaranteed. But I don't think so, personally.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? I filmed that the amount of footage I removed is incredible. The amount of footage I removed.
Yeah.
The amount of places, people that look, oh yeah, he spoke some knowledge. It was great. Brother, if I would have put the whole thing, that guy would have been the worst guy on the thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to hint at nothing, but I'm just trying to say that guys that hit me up and say, remove this. And if I seen the bandana drop and mask drop or something, I removed it. But I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? I kept it super clean and minimal. When you look at it, it's a documentary, not just a bunch of guns. That's why it looks like it.
Yeah.
If I really kept everything, it would have been crazy. And it even surprised me how crazy it was. And the cops hated that shit. That's the thing.
Yeah. So there was a rumor that Mad Russian fled after the DVD dropped and ran back to Russia. Rumor or facts?
Sure. If these guys want to unlock them, I can provide like timestamps at the, what happened. Okay. So but I'm going to provide timestamps.
Mm.
The DVD drops 2005, October, November. These guys tell me, don't drop it. These guys are like, from the Empire. Like, don't drop it. It's going to be bad. Don't tell me I didn't tell you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you know,
like, yeah, yeah.
These guys are just like, I put all this thing. I did all this fucking work. I went out and risked myself. Don't tell me I didn't tell. Brother, fuck off, brother. I did all this shit. I'm going to put it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, the thing is, but the thing is, like, you're saying,
what there's the, like, they're what saying,
was the question? Say me.
You fled to Russia after.
Okay. I linked up with Ganon and the guys after, and they're like, bro, you're gonna be hiding out till fucking Christmas for Christmas and shit. Mm. No, bro, you're gonna be hiding over that. Yeah, that we're chilling with the guys, right? Like, so I was, I linked up with the guys after drop, and they were like, yo, you're gonna be chilling till this. So we were joking, right? Okay. I work banquets, so I'm open much. I'm everywhere, brother. Like I'm doing like markets, right? So So I lived in the same crib with the same phone number. But to say I didn't worry will be bullshit. Yeah, I always watch my back. So since then, I have this fucking thing. I'm always watching everywhere. But like since then, yeah, it gave me like no PTSD, but like you know, what I'm saying I'm always watching.
Yeah, mentioned okay, keep going.
But remember the footage, the raw footage was destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first thing I did to get it out of my mind. So guys know, because like word spreads, word of mouth, right?
Oh.
So nothing exists. Because I was also worried about the cops coming through and checking my shit. I was also worried about guys kicking my thing to get there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I didn't know.
No, because part of me is like, damn, you destroyed the raw footage. But at the time, it was hot.
Bro, I thought these guys are going to kick my thing in.
Yeah. Yeah. And they never, besides the time that they hollered at you for like, I guess, for CB24. Commentary, right?
No, the cops.
The cops never try to approach you?
I've never talked to a cop about this in my life. I swear to God, I put in my life, my mom will die today if I did.
So, okay. We got that. Time passes. And like I told you, I went to jail in 2010 and people were like, yo, so that's 5 years later. People are 4 years later and change. People are like, yo, 2015, actually 2020 something. As I'm doing the podcast, I still see in the comments, yo, you're the guy from the real Toronto. You're the guy from the real Toronto. So,
because you were sick though. You had like, you knew what to say. Yo, yeah, it's like you knew that. You kind of present yourself, the history, you and you knew how to move.
Thank you. However, I'll give you a quick honesty before I get to my question.
Yeah, well, yeah, Jay.
I wanted to get some of the homies to come out and you know do the hood shit. Just nobody wanted to come outside and do that shit over in Parkdale. They're like, nah, I'll pass on that. I'm gonna pass on that. So,
but it's a different block. Like it's just it's hustler's block. It's not one of those blocks you can't enter. You can enter. I used to drink there all the time.
No, Parkdale's cool like that.
But
my brethren who would have been able to show out and get as crazy as the rest of the DVD, they were like, nah, like they were smart on that one. So I didn't, my intentions weren't as pure as it looks on the DVD.
Yeah, it is what it is.
I wanted to crash out too, but I just couldn't crash out.
No, but you could have hollered at me. No, but the thing is, brother, you could have, yo, brother, remember that thing. You could have hollered at me and I would have removed it.
No, but I didn't have anything to remove. There was nothing for me to remove. I'm just talking.
I would have removed it. Brother, those guys have hollered at me and removed stuff that would have like, they changed the whole concept of the thing. And and those same guys are going out there. Oh, brother, I cannot believe like there's guys hating on me and throwing dirt in my name that I did everything. Like I removed shit for. I will never, you know what I'm saying? Like if you see me, if you real, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, guys don't tell me bullshit in my face when they see me. I mean, I'm not saying I'm a great big guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm nothing. I'm not saying nothing like that. I'm a man and stuff like that. I'll stand my ground. But I'm not saying I'm like something like, you know, I'm not in the street rolling shit like that. No.
Yeah, yeah.
But all I'm saying is like, I did my, I, honestly, I did what I could. Mm-hmm. I removed it. I talked to guys. They say, do this. I gave the brother. It's hard to give the final cut to everybody.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hoods. There's a lot of hoods that were moved.
Yeah. So one thing I say everything to say, with all of that being such a long space of time where people were still remembering that DVD, mm-hmm. how about you? Were people like years later, like, you know, I come up to you obviously in the club and it's like, yo, bro, what up? But no, we have a connection.
I came to you.
You came to me, but like, we have a connection. But there's other people who are like the audience, like who just maybe audience members and stuff like that. Are you still getting a reception from that?
No, brother. Nobody knows me. I'm a nobody to these guys.
You got to remember that's also, why, like, you weren't on camera.
I'm
on
Instagram. None of these motherfuckers even know me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a nobody to these guys. I'm like signing up to these new artists. I'm listening to them. Bro, put 600 likes before I unleash this footage. Brother, you know, I've done more than you. You know what I'm saying? And this guy won't even fall back. So, you're, like, these guys don't know the fuck I am. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
like,
you got to remember, you weren't on camera in the video.
Yeah, yeah. So
they just hear your voice and they never actually see you so on camera.
You know what I'm saying? So the streets, but if what's important is you can die in the streets or you can survive or make it in the streets. It's not in the internet, right? So when I see guys in the streets, they're respected.
Yeah.
And some guys that I looked up to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Amworks, he hollered me first. Like, Amworks really brought me back to this shit. Shout out Amworks, brother. Love you. You know
salute
what I'm saying?
He brought me back salute to this to shit. Amworks.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, wait, let me say something, brother.
No, go for
sure. So Amworks brought me to this thing, and Amworks brought me to this thing. And so 2 years ago, he hollered me. I was like in a bad spot, you know what I'm saying? It's divorce and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So shout out to my ex, though. Beautiful person. You know, say it's not her fault, you know what I'm saying? So my son's 8 and a half, you know what I'm saying? So Amworks is a great person. We all me and Dan is like, yo, you want to do an insurance? I'm like, I don't know. It's going to bring a lot of attention. But the thing is, like, when I terminated with my ex, I lived 12 years with my ex. I was like, and my dad died, especially when my dad died.
R.I.P.
My dad died. Yeah. Appreciate my mother. Thanks. So when my dad died, I was like, yo, it's like my dad was always watching me. Don't do this. Don't do this. My dad died. I'm like, yo, I'm going to do exactly what I want to do. Because you're not, you know what I'm saying? You're not over me anymore.
Yeah.
Since my dad died, 2021. You know what I'm saying? September 7th. So since then, I left my ex December 17th, 2020. So all that's close. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So ever since then, I'm like, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to come to, these guys can't shit on my face. They cannot shit on my face. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not a guy that guys can shit on my face. So I'm going to say exactly what I want.
So Mworks hollers at you.
Yeah.
Because he was already doing Real Toronto, the retour.
Yeah.
So when you saw that, what did you think? Like,
I fuck with parts of it. I don't fuck with that. Like, I don't really fuck with all of it. I fuck with parts of it.
Yeah. No,
I fuck with Robin Bank parts of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, with the Robin Banks, he captured, I told him, bro, you captured Robin Banks doing his thing when he was the GOAT, right?
Well, it's hard because
I think Robin Banks is fucking amazing.
Yeah,
one of the best. He had that Toronto accent, and he's doing that singing thing, and everybody, he's fucking amazing.
No, salute to Robin Banks.
Yeah, shout out. Salute.
So now that
he made Somalis like cool, right?
Yeah,
one of the guys.
So now that like we're here in the new times, and you're watching like YouTube, and you see all these documentaries. Like I do mad documentaries.
Yeah, there's
mad documentaries you can find on YouTube. There's people who go into people's hoods. What would you be your approach now to if you want to go do this again? Are you going to do it like super higher production value?
I probably wouldn't. I don't know what super higher production value. You remember Chris Musselis told you, bro? You
just
don't
one
need
cam.
It.
Yeah. So are you what down to do it again?
For sure, bro. I could never down with nothing. Yeah, for sure. But there's like real guys, street guys hollering at me. You know what I'm saying? Like this, remember like, because I don't want to fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to bring up names, but guys, there's street cam guys that said they did this shit because they were influenced by me.
Nice.
So, but for me to say this shit, like who would be like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to do it like that. Because I looked up to those guys when I was in Russia. I was watching that shit. And why I went to Russia is because I answered that question or bullshit. I didn't answer that. No.
You answered that earlier.
Because the thing is, like, because I stayed around my same crib, 6, 7. I was like, I'm still doing the banker thing. Because remember, I never had money, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was never meant for money. I never had money. It was never meant for that.
Yeah, yeah. So do you have any aspirations to get into like production, like for real, for real?
I don't know, bro.
I
draw it too,
right? You see Christmas List, salute to him.
Yeah,
he mentioned Ross Kemp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huh? Right?
Cool.
Ross Kemp. Ross Kemp on Gangs is
no,
a show.
Not shit like that. No. Like Christmas, see, but not as, no. Ross Kemp, no.
So
that's too big. I don't care about that shit.
You would be into like...
CBC asked me if I want to do that. If I want to do like footage like that.
And you said yes, right?
No, I said no.
What?
No. Because, not because these guys are genius and stuff. I'm a 22 and have no ideas in my head. Mm. And I only want to film like Toronto stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I want to go like Africa and stuff like that. I don't know nothing about Africa.
So wait, they approached you when?
No, I went to I came to an interview and stuff like that.
Recently or back in the days?
No, way back then.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And I didn't. There was a lot of guys hollering me to come to an interview.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, you know what I'm saying, guys, I could have really been fucking murdered and shit like that back then, right?
Yeah.
The thing is, I didn't make money. If I was out there, like, this guy's making money,
mm-hmm.
that would have been, like, guys would have really came, like, everybody knew where I lived at, but then they're like, okay, this guy's really trying to milk us, right?
So
the thing is, like, it's a fine line, right?
Yeah. Let me ask you in closing, because we're about an hour into our conversation. We're just chopping it up right now. Do you have any regret from those times?
I mean, if the whole hood hates me, it's just shit. It would be a regret for everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a regret for everything. Because I'd like to speak to those guys that were in the DVD.
Yeah.
So it would be a regret. At the same time, I got respect from like guys in Rush and stuff like that. But if you take a little bit of respect, I'll still be respectful of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
So if all those guys fucking hate me, it'll be a 100% regret.
Yeah. But I feel like not.
No.
Over time, people have gotten over some of the things that have happened. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure you bumped into to people from those times, and it's been no smoke.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
I bumped into Nam, Bukul, Nam. You know what I'm saying? That podcast. I'm not bumped into Nam. I bumped into a lot of guys, but the problem is not those guys. Mm. It's the fucking nerds. And if there's a lot of guys that fucking talk shit about me in the Twitter and whatever. And I seen it. I was in Russia. So I was still. Why I went to Russia? It's not for that. It's because if these guys don't want me out here, that my real connection to Toronto was this, right? So then I went back. Because I can continue back to the university where I was at. So I came back and started off where I was at. My girl, whatever. Like, life is different out there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But just the fucking hip-hop, you know, this draws me back.
Yeah.
So when I came back to like King of the Dot battles and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's what I was like, what am I going to do when I come back to Toronto? We're coming back because me and my ex-wife, we had a decision. We're going to Moscow and thing. I don't know. Moscow is like very empty.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm going back to Toronto. I know like what's happening. And then I was watching KOTD. I'm like, yo, we're going to KOTD.
Yeah.
So I was like, so if guys want to search me up, I've been in every ground zero. I'm like there in the front crowd.
That's where I bumped into you. I bumped into you at a KOTD event.
Yeah. But that's very late.
Mm.
But I've been there out there since 2011.
Yeah. Nah, man. Mad Russian in the building. I'm gonna sum this up with this, okay? I really felt it important to have this conversation. We got to remember, we're talking about 19 years ago that this DVD dropped.
It's crazy.
And to this day, I still get comments like, ain't that the guy from The Real Toronto? So for that to be 19 years later, still resonating with people, that means you put out something that put
an
impact on our city.
Respect, you know what I'm saying?
So no matter how people may feel, I feel that like you're part of Toronto history. So
respect. Well, these thank guys can't tell me nothing whatever it is, feel or not feel, bro. These guys are nerds. And the streets, if they address it, they won't be around no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, it's who it is.
No, man. It's an important piece of our history, man. And I feel like I'm glad that we were able to have this conversation to be able to encapsulate it, man. Before we get out of here, I just want to give a couple quick salute to my sponsors. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Big salute to Diamond Club. Okay. Hit them up on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada. And big salute to Only Loud. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Only Loud Canada. Mad Russian in the building. We are off.
Russian всегда нахуй.
Deuces.
We love hip hop.